Classic Hits 98.9 WJEZ. Good morning and welcome to the Community Forum. I'm Cynthia Grano. I'm joined in the studio today by Linda Rhodes. She's the Health Education and Marketing Director out at the Livingston County Public Health Department. Good morning.
Good morning.
And she's also joined by Jackie Deaver, who is the Director of Nursing out there at the Health Department. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
They're here to talk about the Volunteer Corps. So, first off, Jackie, what is the Volunteer Corps?
Well, it is a group of available reserve for active, inactive, and retired citizens. A group that we hope we can rapidly mobilize when we need them, and that will strengthen our health department's medical response capabilities during our local emergencies.
Mm-hmm. So do you guys have examples of when you may have needed these or when there were volunteers there to help, just to give people an idea?
Well, if you go back to 2009 now, I believe it was, when we had the H1N1 flu making the rounds and we were trying to vaccinate large numbers of people in a short amount of time. We definitely found that we don't have enough staff to man all the positions we wanted manned, because there's things we don't normally have to do, such as, you know, triage people at the front door or get them into categories of groups that can get a vaccine that day. So volunteers were very helpful at that time.
Okay. So what's the mission of this Volunteer Corps?
Well, we hope to recruit. We may have to credential some. It depends on what your license is. We train and we would deploy any medical and support staff, again, to help with our local crisis. Now, there is opportunities to volunteer on a statewide basis, but we are really just looking for local people who are willing to help us in that emergency time.
Very good. So who can join this? Who can be a part of it?
Actually, anyone that's willing. You know, you can be an active, you can be inactive, retired health professionals. So we have some retired staff who we ask to keep their license current, especially our nurses, so that they can come in as a nurse and act and do those duties. We have some volunteers currently that work other places that would be willing to come in and help out in a crisis. There's a lot of businesses that we work with in our emergency response committee, which is a local committee made up of all kinds of businesses and fire, police, ESDA, hospital, all of those kinds of people. And they know that in an emergency, they may let some of their staff off of their regular duties and come and volunteer if they were needed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you do need to be at least 18 years old, because it has to be adult mm-hmm. volunteers. And part of the reason we need to get our volunteer corps built up, have people on the list, our known volunteers, is because when there's an actual emergency going on, we don't have time to screen volunteers. And so we need to have them set up ahead of time. People who will step up in the event of an actual emergency, that's great. But if they're not on this list, it's difficult for us, because then we don't have, that's another job that has to be
right.
done, is to screen.
This will get everything finished beforehand. You just have to make the call, right?
Correct.
Right.
Very good.
We'll know who they are. And if we don't call them, they'll know to get to us or
right.
call us and say, where are you?
So, right. Okay. So what are these volunteers going to be expected to do? I mean, what are the jobs that might potentially happen?
We have a lot of duties. They can assist with both the medical and the support staff, especially if we have shortages in either one of those at our sites where we may be working. We have a lot of what we call pods, and those are point of dispensing sites. And that is, depending on what the emergency is and where it is, we will set those up in any community. So we would expect people to come to those sites and help us as needed. We distribute the medications from one site, and we dispense them maybe in several different places. So, again, it would be assisting with getting the medications from one point to another. We also can use some help in surveillance, depending on what the emergency is. And notifications, you know, getting information out on the radio, getting it out on television, getting it out on our Facebook. And we don't have a lot of IT people, In fact, we have about one at the health department. Uh-huh. So we need some extra hands and expertise in those kinds of areas.
As Jackie talks about, we'll get supplies, you know, from the national or from the state, wherever our supplies come from. And then they have to, you know, they come on, in an airplane, on a truck or whatever. And then we've got to get those broken down and distributed. So, you know, we may need some people who have the skills to drive a forklift truck because, you know, none of us at the health department can do that I'm aware of. So, you know, people can help do that. We need some people maybe to be interpreters because there are many languages being spoken in Livingston County. And some of our staff can talk a little bit to kind of maybe talk about getting your flu shot, mm-hmm. but when it comes to explaining a medical emergency, we don't have those skills. So mm-hmm. we're going to need some people to help with that. Traffic control, you know.
Oh, yeah.
You come by our health department, you know, it's kind of the driveways and the streets coming in and out. It's kind of
it can get hairy on a regular day.
Yeah.
Exactly.
West and Blacktop can get wild out
there.
So, you know, we might need some people to help with that. As always, with most things, there's always going to be paperwork that has to be done. You know, and just somebody to go to the copy machine and make me 20 more copies or 200 more copies or whatever we need could be helpful. So it's people across all kinds of skill sets are needed. If someone calls and says, I have no idea what I could do, but I'd like to help, we'll figure out what it is.
Okay. And how can they volunteer? What do they need to do?
There is an application that we have, and it's actually on our website. You can find it under the emergency preparedness section. And it's a simple form. You just fill it out. You can put down what your skills are. And again, like Linda said, if you don't think you have skills, we'll find some.
Right.
And we are, you know, really willing and able to train anyone who's going to step up to the plate for us. And we have what we call just-in-time training that in the event of an emergency, depending on what roles we need filled, we will train you on the spot. So people don't need to get all upset and worried about, you know, having training ahead of time. We already have a plan for that.
And I think, too, Jackie, if you want to talk a minute about, you know, why volunteer? What's the benefit of being a volunteer for this? Because obviously it doesn't pay anything.
Mm-hmm. One of the great benefits is that if it's a medication dispensing that we're doing, our volunteers, our staff, and their families all get taken care of first.
Oh, hey.
So that is a little carrot that we'll put out there.
That's quite the incentive.
Yes, it is.
It's kind of like when you're on the plane and there's an emergency and they say put your own oxygen mask on first before you help the person sitting next to you, mm-hmm. your child or just someone sitting next to you. Mm-hmm. Because if you can't breathe, you can't help someone else to get their mask on.
Right.
So we're going to take care of the people that are helping us take care of everyone else. We're going to have to do that first.
Very good.
So we just ask them, you know, go to our website, fill out the form. You can email it to us. You can send it to the mail or in the mail. Or you can drop it off. However, it's easiest for you to get that to us. And we'll be in touch with them. And hopefully down the road here sometime in the, you know, this probably 6 months, we'll do a training once we get some new volunteers on board and let people know just what the plan is, what to expect when you come, and we'll go from there.
And if they can't attend the training, that's okay, because we do have there's an actual system called just-in-time training mm-hmm. that you get it just at the moment you're there in the emergency. So it's not like you have to attend a training.
So what is your website, the exact website address? Is it the IDPH website?
No, we want to go to because this is our local group, okay. We want to go to our local website, which is simple, lchd.us.
Okay. Is there anything else you want to let people know about the Volunteer Corps?
We would appreciate any help and encourage you to send in an application.
Okay. Mm-hmm. We've been speaking with Jackie Deaver and Linda Rhodes from the Livingston County Public Health Department. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the Community Forum. I'm Cynthia Groff for Classic Hits 98.9 WJEZ.